CRIF Gulf announces a partnership with Fori. Information services company CRIF Gulf has announced a partnership with SaaS platform Fori to enhance ESG assessment and business information. PSCU partners with Co-op Solutions. US-based PSCU and Co-op Solutions have announced their agreement to combine their products in order to develop a fintech services provider for credit unions. Nimbus partners with DataVisor. Banking technology solutions provider Nimbus has selected DataVisor to offer fraud management solutions across its suite of digital banking offerings. MoneyHub Research. 1 in 5 now using open banking payments. Data and payments platform MoneyHub has revealed that 1 in 5 Brits are regularly making payments via open banking, 21%, according to its research. The European Parliament to update SEPA legislation. The EP has partnered with the Spanish presidency in order to launch new rules on the SEPA legislation for more accessible instant payments in EUR. Visa launches VAU in Asia Pacific. Global payments provider Visa has announced the expansion of real-time Visa account updater, VAU, to selected markets in Asia Pacific. Ant Group partners with PayNet. Ant Group has partnered with payments network Malaysia, PayNet, to enable travelers from 8 countries to use Do It Now QR in Malaysia. Italian fintech startup Komodo raises €34.50 MLN. Italy-based fintech startup Komodo has secured a pre-seed round worth €34.5 million, with Fasanara Capital and Plug and Play among its investors. MasterCard partners with WorldPay and Travel Tax Free. MasterCard has announced its partnership with WorldPay and Spain-based firm Travel Tax Free to introduce the MasterCard Send into the latter's management service. Vertex partners with Shopify. US-based tax technology provider Vertex has entered a collaboration with Canada-based commerce platform Shopify to automate tax calculation and compliance for merchants. JD.com launches JD Smart Check. China-based JD.com has announced the launch of its JD Smart Check, an improved suite of authentication processes for imported goods in the region. Ripple and Onifreak enable cross-border digital payments from Africa. Crypto solutions company Ripple has partnered with payment network Onifreak to facilitate digital asset-enabled cross-border payments between Africa and other markets. Banks look to fintechs to stave off threat from big tech. Nearly half of all banks are looking to buy majority stakes in fintechs to fend off the threat from big tech companies muscling into the payments arena, according to an Economist intelligence report. Ecompay adds direct debits to payment suite with support from GoCardless, bank payment company GoCardless and leading international payment service provider and UK and Europe direct bank card acquirer Ecompay have announced a partnership which will see the latter add direct debit to strengthen its payment offering. Jaja Finance breaks into the near-prime credit card space. Jaja Finance, Jaja, has opened up to applications from new customers to bring more competition and choice to the near-prime lending market, giving UK borrowers the chance to reclaim their purchasing power with the new Jaja Vanta Purchase credit card. HSBC to roll out custody platform for tokenized securities. HSBC is moving deeper into the digital assets market with the launch of an institutional-grade custody service for tokenized securities using technology from Ripple-owned Swiss crypto safekeeping firm Medico. Flow launches package to streamline venture capital fund management. Fintech platform Flow is addressing a core challenge of venture capital, simplifying the structuring, raising and deployment of funds. SIBA Bank awarded crypto license in Hong Kong. SIBA Bank AG, SIBA Bank, a fully licensed Swiss crypto bank providing a comprehensive suite of financial solutions for the digital age in staking, lending, custody, investment, trading, banking and deposit in Switzerland, has today announced that its wholly owned subsidiary SIBA Hong Kong Limited, SIBA Hong Kong, has received a license from the Securities and Futures Commission, SFC. Payment security in the digital age: strategies to safeguard customer transactions. It's an unfortunate fact. Financial services institutions make a compelling target for cyber criminals. Research from 2022 shows that the finance and insurance sector was the second most impacted by cybercrime, with 566 reported breaches and 254 million leaked records. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.